The Nobel Committee today announced the winner of this year's Peace Prize.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided to award the Nobel Peace Prize from 2002 to Jimmy Carter.
The Nobel Committee also cited former President Carter's vital contribution to the 1978 Camp David peace agreement between Israel and Egypt. Anwar Sadat and Menachem Begin won the Nobel Peace Prize that year for signing the agreement. Carter is the first American to win the Peace Prize since Henry Kissinger was a joint winner with North Vietnam's Le Duc Tho in 1973. NPR's Ted Clark is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Camp David would be Carter's most notable achievement.
Yes, I'd say so. This was the first Arab-Israeli peace treaty, and it made large-scale Arab-Israeli wars much less likely in the future. It was a controversial breakthrough, though. Many Arabs saw the Camp David agreement as a sellout of the Palestinian cause. It's been a very durable treaty. It's still in effect, despite a very high level of tension between Israel and the Arab world. And President Carter was very deeply involved, personally involved, in those negotiations at Camp David.
Jimmy Carter has not been an idle man since he left office in 1981.
He has been very, very busy. He's some other achievements since leaving office. Early in the Clinton administration, Carter led a delegation that helped to convince Haitian dictators to yield power, just as U.S. forces were about to invade Haiti to achieve that goal. In North Korea, again in the early Clinton administration, Jimmy Carter went to Pyongyang to defuse a standoff between the U.S. and North Korea. North Korea at the time had a nuclear weapons program. The United States demanded that it be ended. There was talk of possibly bombing North Korea. Jimmy Carter's trip to Pyongyang helped to avert that crisis. He's been an election monitor in numerous countries, and his credibility has given the seal of approval to fair elections, and he has criticized unfair elections. He's a bluntly honest man. Castro invited Carter to address the Cuban people, and when he did, he promptly criticized Castro for human rights violations.
Been very active in Habitat for Humanity, too, building houses and the like.
That's right.
He's been on the list of possible Peace Prize winners for several years now.
Yes, and it seemed likely several times in the past that he would actually get the prize, but of course that didn't happen until now. And I think the reason why his name keeps coming up is because he keeps doing things. He keeps adding accomplishments to his resume, as well as some failures. But he said when he was in the White House, I was a fairly young man then, and I realized that I would have maybe 25 more years of active life, and he is making the most of those 25 years. He's probably the most active ex-president of modern times.
There was a feeling that he should have gotten the Peace Prize along with Anwar Sadat and Menachem Begin, but I heard him point out this morning that nobody nominated him
at the time.
You have to be nominated to be a winner. Thank you very much. NPR's Ted Clark.